This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root back again. Megan Barth filling in wonderfully for me in hour number one. I still think I want to do this twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays because I can't tell you how wonderful my days are when I get 1 hour off of my three-hour radio show. I just got so much work done. I had to write out my checks for all my bills. And I spent the hour, the extra hour, the half hour before she got here, I was writing out checks, and I paid every single bill. Now, when she got here, I raced to the bank and made some deposits and made some withdrawals and paid some credit cards and then went to the post office and sent off my bills and even made an IRS payment. I did all of that while Megan was on the air, then came home and did a 45-minute workout. I mean, it was like, where would I have gotten that hour to do all that and another 45 minutes to work out without knowing Megan was on the way and then without Megan taking an hour? So letting you know that I like twice a week with a little bit of time off. And discussing with one of the biggest podcast companies in America, doing a Wayne Root podcast. So I'm going to now have to, if all goes well, I'll be able to do something on weekends as well. So I need that extra time. My gosh, you've never seen a guy who puts in more hours than me and has to get his workout in. So I've got a commentary coming out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And, of course, that commentary is syndicated all over the United States by Creator Syndicate. And you're just going to love it. You're going to love it. So I can't wait to read it to you right now. We'll do it in the top of this hour, in the top of the 8 o'clock East Coast hour for the Newsmax TV audience. But I think you're going to love it. The TV commercial that guarantees a Trump landslide. The TV commercial that guarantees a Trump landslide by Wayne Allyn Root. So Democrats aren't winning in 2020. They'll be lucky to avoid a Trump electoral landslide, which is, by the way, why every Democrat presidential candidate and so many Democrat legislatures across this country, including Nevada's, are so desperate to eliminate the Electoral College. They're hoping and praying open borders and millions of new illegal aliens, dependent from cradle to grave on 100 different welfare programs and free health care, free college, free phones, free contraception, free everything, can guarantee nonstop popular vote victory. Democrats need to get rid of that pesky electoral vote requirement and keep blocking Trump's border wall. That's their only ticket to popular victory. Fill the nation with illegal alien voters. But I digress. None of it will matter for the 2020 election if President Trump and the RNC, the Republican National Committee, run the TV ad that I've created below. It is shocking, controversial, funny, and at the same time, nothing but raw truth. Run this TV ad day and night, and President Trump will be reelected by a country mile, both electoral and popular. That's right. He'll win an easy popular victory as well. The TV commercial I envision starts with beautiful, precious little children running towards an ice cream truck with their proud parents watching nearby. Everyone in the scene is happy and smiling and playing and dancing and dreaming of the delicious ice cream they're about to eat. The parents watch their kids while they walk towards a McDonald's next to the ice cream truck. And suddenly the children are happy no more. Suddenly the children are hysterical, shocked, crying, screaming. They run back to mommy and daddy. They've been told no more ice cream ever. Because of the Green New Deal, Democrats have banned milk and killed all the cows. Therefore, no more ice cream ever. After all, cows fart. The parents look dazed. They've just found out at McDonald's, they can never eat burgers or cheeseburgers or hot dogs ever again. Democrats have killed all the cows and banned meat. Suddenly, a dazed neighbor comes running onto the scene to report the town steakhouse has been shut down. He reports the owner has been arrested and perp walked out by the meat police. The families race to the supermarket next door to find one last taste of cheese and butter and cream cheese and yogurt. But thanks to Democrats, it's all gone. The dairy row in the supermarket says closed. Dairy is banned due to the Democrat Green New Deal. When they come out to their cars to leave with a dazed look on their face, weeping in shock, their cars are gone, towed to the scrapyard. Cars are now illegal. They run on filthy fossil fuel that has been banned by Democrats. Cut to the scene of the family arriving home on a donkey cart, burning candles to light their way in the dark, and they find their home is gone. In its place, a tent. The Green New Deal has knocked down all of their homes. Everyone will live in tents until new energy-efficient homes can be built by robots. The children are crying hysterically. The parents are shocked and dirty and defeated. And the ad ends with a freeze frame of the entire family defeated with the message, "Vote for Trump and every GOP candidate up and down the ticket like your job, your income, and your family's future depends on it." Because it does. It's Trump or the end of America and the great American middle class. That's my advice to President Trump and the RNC. And by the way, I have 20 more TV ads just waiting for you. Some of them are even better than this one. Call my agent, President Trump. Let's do lunch. That's my commentary coming out in the Las Vegas Review-Journal on Thursday and newspapers all over this country from that point on by Creator Syndicate, syndicated all over the great United States. Other news. This just came out seconds ago. Breaking news. Former Minneapolis police officer found guilty of murder. Guilty of murder. In the 2017 death of an unarmed woman shot after calling 911. If you don't know this story, there is a Muslim police officer in Minneapolis named Mohammed Noor. And he was found guilty by a jury today in the 2017 death of Justine Damond, this wonderful, wonderful woman from Australia, beautiful woman from Australia, who reported noises in the alley behind her home, and she waited for the police. When she saw the police come, she ran downstairs, she tapped on the back of the car, and this guy, this Somali police officer, takes out his gun and shoots her dead. She reported someone was being raped in the alley. She heard the moaning and the screaming of a woman, and the officer killed her. Let me tell you something. I am always pro-police. 99.99999% of the time, I'm on the policeman's side. They have a tough job. They have to make split-second decisions. But you know what? You can't murder a blonde woman. You know, it's not like you see a blonde woman and go, "Ooh, murderer. Oh, my God, that's danger in the alley." You don't shoot first and ask questions later. You can't do that. You can't kill a woman who called the police and tapped on your car and is waving at you. You can't do that. That's murder, man. And this Somali police officer, you know every liberal in the world. Liberals want every cop to fry when they kill a guy who's a bad guy all over America. Every time you hear a cop kill someone and people go, "Stop, don't shoot, Black Lives Matter." Every time the person is a punk and a loser with a long criminal record who's been in trouble time and time again, and before he died, he either reached for a gun or a knife or punched the police officer or said, "Go F yourself," to the police officer. So guess what? I know why they died. I know exactly why they died. On the other hand, this woman was about to get married within days to the man of her life, moved from Australia to America, to Minneapolis, to marry the man of her dreams. And she reports a rape in the alley, and the cop blows her away. And the liberals thought that was fine because, oh, he's a Muslim. Oh, it's got to be racism if you're against him. It's got to be. She's white and he's a Muslim. He killed her. It must be racism if you don't think he had a right to kill her. Last I checked, the liberals were always on the side of the criminal, the black criminal who gets shot by police, who's mouthing off to the cop and reaching for a weapon or fighting the cop. And they say that's, you know, just too much. Oh, that's just violence by the police. But here, liberals were all on the side, all over Minneapolis, of the poor Muslim police officer. Guess what? From the moment it happened, I said, put this guy in jail for the rest of his life for murder, and they got him. Gotcha. Bye-bye. Not all cops are good cops. Some cops are bad cops, and this cop was a bad cop, and the jury in Minneapolis got it. Good job. Congratulations. Thank you. That poor woman and her poor fiancé. My God. You report a crime to the police, and then you run downstairs, and you tell them it came from that direction, and they shoot and kill you? Wow. Let me tell you, the cops aren't always right. And this Muslim cop wasn't right, I can tell you that much. Another big story out today that caught my eye. New York City babies aborted after 21 weeks outnumbered homicides in New York City. You know, don't liberals try and tell us again and again and again that this idea of an abortion late term is so rare? Well, guess what? It's not that rare at all. Not that rare at all. So the New York Police Department and the FBI published their latest data about murder and abortion from 2015. It's the latest data available. And the number of abortions at or after 21 weeks was 1,485 in New York City, while the number of homicide victims was 352. Wow. That's amazing. That's almost five times as many babies are aborted as murders on the streets of New York. Don't they all see how rare it is? Wow. On Sunday, the New York Times defended Democrats who failed to support Born Alive legislation that would protect babies who survive abortions from infanticide. The New York Times claimed President Trump's condemnation of Democrats as the party of late-term abortion and infanticide is incendiary and inaccurate. Well, it's not. It's obviously not. The debate comes in the wake of the enactment of New York's Reproductive Health Act, which Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo, a Catholic, by the way, signed into law in January, for which he afterward received a barrage of criticism. Guess what he fell down on when he found out he was being criticized, a baby murderer. I'm a former altar boy, Cuomo said. He described the ability to kill a baby after 21 weeks as a fundamental right. And after his reference to his Catholic roots, Catholic Bishop Edward Scharfenberger referred to the governor's legislation as the Death Star. Trump, during his State of the Union address, said all children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God. A Marist poll released at the end of March found an overwhelming majority of New York State residents opposed to abortion later in pregnancy. 75% of New Yorkers oppose abortion after the fifth month of pregnancy, including 69% of Democrats and 89% of Republicans. But these politicians, no conscience, baby murderers. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. Exterior walls with peeling paint can make your home look poorly maintained. Not only does it look bad, it could lead to larger problems in the future, like moisture in your walls. Inspect your siding and exterior trim for small cracks and chips. Repair the spots and store extra paint in an airtight container so you can spot paint as needed. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'll do it. I got it.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. My doctor suggests the sponsor of this segment of the show, and they've kind of changed their advertising and their angle, because as great as their silver throat lozenges are, and they've saved my life, you know, I'm on the air thousands of hours a year, and I talk thousands of hours a year, tens of thousands of hours a year, and my voice is now a workhorse. They've saved my voice, and that's great, but they've now moved on to so many other things. They've exploded and expanded to the point now where it's about the silver lozenge, the silver gel, the silver liquid, the silver soap, the silver mouthwash. It's great stuff, and you get all of them in one package and get 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868, 866, toll-free, 660-9868. You can't go to stores and buy this stuff. You got to get it here with Wayne Root, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/roots. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. And starting tomorrow, it's May 1st, and they're the new sponsor of the Wayne Allen Root TV show on Newsmax TV, as well as the radio show on USA Radio. So becoming a big time company, and they're growing along with Wayne Root. You know, they were very small when I met them, and we made them big, and they're getting bigger. Great stuff. The biggest news story in America has got to be Venezuela, even though it's funny to say biggest news story in America has got to be Venezuela. Although I will mention there is a sad, tragic developing story as we speak. At the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, there has been a shooting in North Carolina, Charlotte. As of this moment, you know, the numbers are never quite firm, and this is all just happened, but at least two people are dead at UNC Charlotte. At least two dead, multiple others injured. Reports, some say four injured, some say as many as nine injured. The school's Office of Emergency Management tweeted shots near the Kennedy Building. Buildings across the campus being swept by law enforcement. There is an active assailant on campus. Two are dead, at least, and others are injured, and that number has varied. University has 26,500 students and 3,000 faculty and staff. So some sort of an active shooter on campus. And they tweeted out to everybody, you know, run, hide, and fight. Run, hide, and fight if you're confronted with the shooter. So this is all kind of breaking as we speak. But Venezuela has been the big news story all day, as well it should be, because this is our new Iran, right? And Obama did nothing about Iran. When there was an uprising, a chance for a revolution, a chance to turn Iran into a friend of the United States, a chance to flip the Middle East, a chance to put in a regime that was friendly to Israel and America, Obama punted. Of course he did, because Obama always seems to be on the side of the Muslim Brotherhood now, doesn't he? Obama's the best friend the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE ever had. And so's Ilhan Omar, and so's Rashida Tlaib. And people don't understand. That's not a good thing. The Muslim Brotherhood and CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, are terrorist groups. Do you understand that? And President Trump right now is working hard so the federal government designates the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist group. And that would be great. You know, for all you never Trump or Republicans, can I say this? You're a bunch of idiots. This is the greatest president in the history of America. Are there things he does that I don't love? Yeah, sure. But overall, he's the only guy with the balls, the cojones, the guts to do things like this. He's going to declare the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization, and we should be working hard to declare CARE a terrorist organization. And we have members of the United States Congress who fundraise for these terrorist organizations. So you can't sugarcoat the Muslim Brotherhood's good guys. They're not good guys. As a matter of fact, during World War II, the Muslim Brotherhood wanted to kill all the Jews. They wanted to join and partner with the Nazis. So don't tell me they're good guys. There isn't anything good about them. And yet Obama was their best friend. And he had members of the Muslim Brotherhood littered throughout his administration. What an embarrassment for the United States of America. Because if Trump had his way, and this is a terrorist organization designated by the U.S. government, that means our last president, Barack Obama, was dancing with the devil. He was in bed with Muslim terrorists. And he had Muslim terrorist people, supporters, littering his administration. So here we have a chance to take down Maduro in Venezuela. And what's ironic is, the latest report is out, Maduro was going to leave the country earlier today, and he was going to hand him over to the good guys, and the people wouldn't be starving anymore, they'd be cheering in the streets. And guess who talked him out of it? Make it a little lower, Chris, just a little lower. I want to make sure the people can hear me. Guess who talked Maduro out of leaving? The Russians. So the Russians aren't our friends, and the Russians aren't Trump's friends, but the Russians are the Democrats and the liberals and the socialist friends. They look in the mirror, Solinsky taught them, and whoever they see, they blame the other guy. They blame Trump. We're not on the side of the Russians. We're against the Russians. We're against Maduro. We're against communism. We're against socialism. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her friends in the Democratic Party are on the side of communism and the Russians and the Venezuelans and the Cubans and Maduro and Fidel Castro. And, of course, they're on the side of Putin. They lied. They said Trump's on his side. No, he's not. We could have gotten rid of Maduro today. War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Democrats striking an optimistic tone after meeting with President Trump regarding infrastructure.
And it was a very constructive meeting. It's clear that both the White House and all of us want to get something done on infrastructure in a big and bold way. And there was goodwill in this meeting, and that was different than some of the other meetings that we've had, which is a very good thing.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. fully support the people of Venezuela in their quest for freedom. In a tweet today, Pompeo says he supports opposition leader Juan Guaido and urges the Venezuelan people and military to oust President Nicolas Maduro. Republican Senator from Florida Rick Scott also says,
We have got to do everything we can, whether it's we got to use our military to get humanitarian aid in, but today just, you know, I pray to God that Juan Guaido is the interim leader, or is the leader at the end of the day, and Maduro is living someplace else.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We'll be right back.
wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. The sponsor of this, not only this segment, but the whole show. The main title sponsor of the show, the naming rights to the studio, Fordham Resources. You know me as the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. And I'm getting more and more emails from fans of mine, listeners, viewers on Newsmax TV as well, who are saying they just bought some of the stock, ticker symbol FTMR, which is very cool. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. It's a stock, meaning you can buy it. How cool is that? Most companies, you can't own a piece of them, but this one is publicly traded. It's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 a share. Wouldn't you like to go back in time and get a piece of that? He created $15 billion in shareholder profits, and this is his new baby. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors to Deloitte Touche. How's that for credibility? Fordham owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Check them out. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. You may want to own this stock. FTMR. Go to the website. Visit FordhamResources.com. FORTM, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR in the United States of America. Very cool. All right, speaking of cool, we got our guest, James Herson, every Tuesday afternoon, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry, website, JamesHerson.com, H-I-R-S-E-N, JamesHerson.com. James, how are you, brother?
I'm doing okay, Brother Wayne. How are you?
I'm doing great. So we always talk about showbiz type stuff. And so Avengers, let's start with Avengers, Endgame. It sets box office records. It doesn't just set them, it blows them away. $1.2 billion worldwide debut. Was that like the first week or the first weekend or what was that?
That was the first weekend. That
$1.2 billion.
Opening. Yeah, just a
billion.
They're up. They're already up to $1.3 billion now. They have over $3 billion worldwide. Now,
wow.
Can you imagine the executives at Disney? This is purportedly the last Avengers movie. I don't think so. I think they're going to come up with a prequel, or they're going to come up with some way to do more movies in this franchise, because that's just extraordinary numbers. In just their first weekend plus a couple of days, they're the 10th biggest movie ever made. So we know that they will be number one. They will be the number one movie of all time. Amazing.
Amazing. Wow. What was the old record all time? Which movie and what was the number?
You know, I don't have it in front of me, because it went from Titanic to another. It's been Marvel movies. Marvel movies are dominating entertainment.
Force Awakens, Chris says. Force Awakens is the all-time record.
Oh, Force Awakens is. Well, thank you, Chris. So
Star Wars.
So this is going to blow that out. No
wow.
question about it.
$1.2 billion a weekend. That number is so big it blows my mind. That's unbelievable. All right, and then speaking of numbers that blow your mind, Game of Thrones. You know what's weird is I love action movies and action TV shows. I love shows with lots of violence. You know, it's got to be a lot of people killing each other to get Wayne Root's interest. I've never, ever watched an episode of Game of Thrones. I guess I'm missing a really good one, huh?
Well, I guess you are, based on the fact that it's impacted the culture. But I, like you, I've never been captured, as other people are, about Game of Thrones. But, you know, military experts analyze Game of Thrones and write articles about it. I'll tell you, one of the great things about both of the products that we're talking about, Game of Thrones and the Avengers, you can tell by watching those movies, it's very clear who the good people are and who the evil people are. And it takes place in a moral universe with stories that are, they're fantasy, but they have themes that you find, plot lines that go back in tradition, you know, in Greek tragedies, in Shakespeare. And I believe they're inherently conservative. And the reason I say that is because liberals are always trying to make these movies that explore the darker parts of the human condition, and that you can't tell who the bad guy is. And usually they focus on evil and darkness. And the one thing that we see, people want to see a story where there's a challenge, but where goodness wins in the end. And that's because we're created beings that are hardwired to resonate with stories that reflect the character of the universe and the character of the Creator's plan. That's my view. So I think this is a good thing.
All right, so let me give you the numbers. Game of Thrones set series high ratings, 17.8 million viewers for episode 3. Episode 1 has surpassed 38 million viewers when streaming and delayed viewing is added. Delayed viewing means, I guess, TiVo. I've got TiVo, and I watch things, you know, sometimes 3 weeks after they air. So that's exactly what they're talking about. And this year, the only shows that had more viewers were the Super Bowl and the AFC and NFC championship games. That's saying something. When the Super Bowl, AFC, and NFC championship are the only things, then that is a huge show. And I just, you know what sucks? When you miss the first episode or the first season, nobody ever really, I know in my case, I just don't want to jump in. I missed it, and that's it. And then I leave it alone, and I figure I wasn't meant to watch it. And I guess I blew it, because I should go back now and grab every past episode and watch them all, because everyone I know tells me it's the greatest violent show they've ever seen in their lives.
Well, it is, you know, this is what the new streaming concept is, binge TV. So you can catch up very easily. You need a lot of time, though. And people like you and I don't have the luxury, because we're fighting battles out there. But it's incredible. You know, they're the antithesis of another Time Warner entity, CNN. Because Game of Thrones gets these incredible record 17.8 million viewers, and CNN is now getting an incredible record. Paltry few hundred thousand viewers.
By the way, I just wanted to ask real quick, what season is Game of Thrones? I don't know how many seasons I missed now, like 7 or something?
Well, this is the final season, and that's why there's been so much anticipation for the Game of Thrones. You know, And it's the biggest show on HBO.
All right, so I'm Googling it right now. I'm Googling what season Game of Thrones, and I want to see what it says. How many seasons have I missed? It will return for its 6th episode, 8th and final season on April 14th. So this is the 8th and final season, and I've missed all 8 seasons. Well, Wayne, that was not good. That was a boneheaded move by Wayne Allyn Root. So
yeah,
what can I say?
That'll take a weekend of binge watching to get all 8 seasons.
All right, so let's move on from Avengers Endgame and Game of Thrones and the good news about them to CNN a little bit, because you just mentioned it. You touched on it. I believe Fox News basically lapped CNN and MSNBC. They're just dying, and since the Mueller report is over, there's no one going back to those two networks. Is that correct? Their audience is dying?
Yeah. Yes, it is absolutely dying, and it deserves to die. I mean, you know, MSNBC, I also believe their ratings have ticked down, but they weren't as low as CNN to begin with. And, you know, Fox News Channel is on top. CNN's ratings have gone into the toilet, run by Jeff Zucker, who in his previous life ran a TV network into the toilet. And by all rights and purposes, he should be fired.
What network did he run into the toilet?
A television network. I think he was on NBC, and he ran it.
NBC, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, NBC.
And CNN's coming in less than half of the total viewers of Fox News. Even on their town hall events, even on their big events, they're paltry. And what, you know, look, CNN and MSNBC have been caught now. Basically pushing a narrative that was a lie and doing it for 2 years. And they've lost their credibility forever. And a certain percentage of the public is just sick and tired of it. They'd rather watch Game of Thrones.
All right. Let's hear this. Fox News Channel averaged 2.4 million in prime time, beating CNN 767,000, and MSNBC's 1.6 million total viewers. So add 1.6 and 7, it adds up to about 2.3. So Fox News lapped both CNN added to MSNBC, although you have to give credit to MSNBC. They're still decent ratings, not bad. 1.6 million. CNN is just, you know what it comes down to is you either are, you got to kind of grasp what you are and embrace what you are. Fox News is the conservative network and MSNBC is the liberal network. CNN is very liberal, but they don't act like they are. They think they're moderate. And being in the middle of the road makes you roadkill. You don't get anything. You're either conservative or you're liberal. Nobody's in between anymore. And anybody who thinks a candidate who's in between can win, by the way, is kidding themselves. So here we have the proof, James, that CNN in the middle is at 767,000 viewers versus 1.6 million for the liberal MSNBC and 2.4 million for the conservative Fox News. It just shows you you're better off being conservative at all times or liberal at all times. Don't try and be moderate, namby-pamby. It doesn't work.
Well, this is the number that really jumps out at me. In the 25-54 demographic, this is the one the advertisers covet, CNN is at 198,000 people.
Wow, that's it.
That is real for television. That is like shameful.
Wow.
It's a disaster when you're at that level.
Yeah, well, it is a disaster. And guess what else is shutting down? ESPN is shutting down ESPN the magazine in September. And by the way, it's interesting to say it's shutting down in September. That's right when football season starts, when you think it would have the biggest viewership, but they can't get anyone to look at their magazine anymore. And I'll bet you their ratings have plunged, too. I never look at ESPN. I never go near them. Another network that, tried to act liberal and politically correct and ruined their network completely. So the magazine, ESPN, closing down. Wayne Allyn, we'll be right back with more with James Hurston. Lots more to talk about in Hollywood, including the great Alyssa Milano. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Sale ends Tuesday at Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron John beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Are you struggling with it?
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. By the way, Newsmax TV is coming up in about 8 minutes or so. America's fast-growing cable news channel, and I've got the number one show on Newsmax TV, and I've got Bill O'Reilly 3 times a week. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options. Encourage them to make you happy. Just make a phone call to 844-500-6397. It's toll-free, 844-500-6397, and tell them you want Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite host, Wayne Allyn Root, like Cox Cable here in Las Vegas that does not have Newsmax TV. Give them a call, toll free, 844-500-6397. Also want to give a shout out to the sponsor of this segment. It is Liberty HealthShare. My 3rd year with them, I saved $54,000 over the last 3 years, and everybody who listens knows they were just heroes to me when it came time for my kidney stone surgery about 2 months ago. They were the greatest. They paid for virtually everything. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. My premiums are so much less. They're under $500 versus $2,000 with Aetna, and they paid for the kidney stone operation. They're unbelievable. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, lightyourliberty.com. People go, are they too good to be true? And I go, no, I'm Wayne Root, I'm the host, and I could tell you how great they were for me. So no, they're not too good to be true. They are very much real, and I love them. All right, we're back with James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, website, jamesherson.com. Hey, James, welcome back.
Hey, good to be with you. Hey, maybe they should do that theme that they used to do on MTV. Have I Want My Newsmax TV.
That's a good one. I like it. I didn't know you had a singer's voice, James. Very good, very good. Alyssa Milano, I said we'd talk about her. She's being slammed for the pledge to not speak negatively about Democratic candidates. Tell us what that means.
Well, in the social media, you know, one of the risks for left-wingers like Alyssa Milano is the hate boomerang. You know, there's so much hate on the social media. It usually goes at conservatives. But Alyssa Milano has crossed, you know, the first thing she did, she tweeted on social media on International Women's Day. She said that she was a trans, a person of color, an immigrant, a lesbian, a gay man, and disabled. She was trying to be, I don't know, poetic, and she got a huge backlash who said, wait a second, this is a rich white woman. She can't appropriate minority status, and they got on her. So now she has been promoting and supporting Joe Biden, which is a very strange, incongruent thing, considering that she's one of the founding mothers of the Me Too movement. And Joe Biden has a nickname, Creepy Joe, for a good reason. There are videotapes of him touching young girls in the wrong places. So she starts telling her followers on Twitter, you should not criticize or speak negatively about the Democrat candidates because we really want them to beat Trump. And all of these, you know, Bernie supporters say, wait a second, we're not supposed to talk about Anita Hill and the way Joe Biden treated Anita Hill. We're not supposed to talk about how he's in the clutches of corporations and blah, blah, blah. So it's just one of those hate boomerangs on Alyssa Milano. And that it's wonderfully poetic to see the left eat each other like that.
Yeah, there you go. All right, and let's talk about model Elizabeth Pipko, who's part of this movement. I called it Jexit, but she called it something else, I think. She called it the Exodus movement. She's a Jewish actress. She's beautiful, actress and model, and she doubles down on efforts to encourage Jews to leave the Democratic Party. Tell me about this Elizabeth Pipko.
Elizabeth Pipko, as you said, very attractive model. She put her modeling career on hold. And what she's doing is basically co-founding a movement similar to Candace Owens. She has Blexit. This model has Jexodus. And what a perfect time for her to double down on it in the Passover season that celebrates the Jewish people getting away from the slavery of Egypt. So she wants Jewish people to get away from slavery of voting for Democrats now who have a party that embraces anti-Semitism and anti-Semites. It has never been so unreasonable and utterly ignorant for Jewish people to support, give money to the Democrat Party. And there's prominent people. Alan Dershowitz is one of them. There's a number of people that have noticed that Donald Trump is the best friend American Jews and Israel has ever had in the White House.
Well, the most prominent person who's noted that has got to be War, Wayne Allyn Root. Come on. What are you talking about?
Oh, of course.
I've said it again and again. Listen, I'm the guy who wrote for Fox News about 5 days after Trump was elected. I wrote, America has just elected our first Jewish president. I'm the guy who wrote that. I mean, how much more right can you be?
Well, he certainly, as far as I know, he's the first president who's had a Jewish son-in-law and Jewish grandkids.
Orthodox Jewish grandkids, don't forget. He's an Orthodox Jewish grandpa, Donald Trump. And he's got the country club, Mar-a-Lago, first one in Palm Beach to open it up to Jews. And his Trump organization, every single lawyer and every employee, every executive, all Jewish. The guys run Jews 24 hours a day. Donald Trump is as close to Jewish as you get, believe me. James Hurston, thanks for coming on. Great job, as always. Newsmax TV next.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
90.